This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
We want to welcome you to join us for another lesson in Bible Basics. And the topic of, as little children. In Matthew chapter 18, we read the first six verses and it says, "At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them. And he said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted, and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And who shall receive one such little child in my name, receives me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it would be better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea." When we consider the raising of our children, we must recognize that the child's best teacher is its parents. Here, Jesus uses these little children to be our teachers as to who will make heaven their home. The child learns from the adult, but now the adult must learn from the child. Just like the master, let us set the child in our midst and see what we may learn from him. What is it that we may emulate? Well, first, taken from the reading is humility. The disciples had been arguing over who would be the greatest. And Jesus says, unless you are converted or turn from your pride and jealousy, you cannot enter heaven. Verse 3. You see, Christianity is a religion of servitude. John chapter 13, verse 5 and following. Christianity is not being served, but serving. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 and 6. There is a old phrase that says, "Heaven gates are not as highly arched as a king's palace. They that enter there must go upon their knees to enter." You see, the humility of the Christian is what sets us apart from the world. Secondly, the little child is pure, and we must emulate their purity. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Children are as pure as the morning dew and the untrodden snow. Of such is the kingdom of God. They do no evil because they think not evil. They are pure in life because they are pure in heart. Because of this, they shall see God. Matthew 5, verse 8, Proverbs 4, verse 23, Philippians 4, and verse 8. We take and we think about passages like 1 Peter chapter 1, and we begin reading at verse 13 where it says, "Wherefore gird up the loin of your mind and be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." You see, that's what we need to emulate. And then thirdly, the child, we need to emulate their teachableness. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3. Look at the child and how open their mind is to learn. They're eager to sit down and be shown things that are new. Psalm 25, verse 9. Psalm 32 and verse 8. 1 Samuel 3 and verse 10. King David looked at his afflictions as the process of opening his mind. Psalm 119, verse 67 and verse 71. Unless our mind is receptive, we cannot learn. And if we do not learn, we cannot enter into the kingdom. Mark chapter 10, verse 15, Acts chapter 28, verses 25 through 27. And then finally, we must emulate the child's love, 1 John 3, verses 13 through 16. Children have a sincere love, a complete lack of hypocrisy in their love, Romans 12, verse 9. They are forgiving. They hold no grudges. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20, Paul would say, "Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice, be ye children, but not in understanding, be men." Ephesians 4, looking at verses 31 through 32, it says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you." The love of a child emulates the love of God. A child loves without impartiality. It sees no social distinctions. It has no racial barriers. Children will play together, rather rich or poor, regardless of the race, just like God's love, John 3:16, Acts chapter 10, verse 34. We take and remember that we all must become as children in our humility, in our purity, in our teachableness, and in our love. At one time, each of us had these remarkable characteristics. How sad the day that we lost them to become separate from our God, Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. If we are to enter our heavenly home, we must be childlike, not childish, but childlike, or we cannot enter. Remember, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom. I want to thank you for joining us in our lesson this morning. We hope to see you again next week for another lesson in Bible Basics.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.